Hey, I know, it's been a while, but I really need to talk to you. No, please don't interrupt. It's not that kind of thing. You don't have to do anything. It's just, I just need you to listen. You see, since we broke up, my heart keeps trying to forget about you, but my body remembers. It remembers every moment, every kiss, every touch, every second of our time together. And it won't let me forget. I can still feel the heat of it scorching across my skin. And I'm afraid if I don't say this to you, I will never be free of it. If I don't tell you how every part of me hums at the thought of your body next to mine, I will live this agony over and over again. And I don't know if I can bear it. So, here goes nothing. At night, my feet still search for you, the warmth of your calves. My toes reach out to tickle the backs of your legs and wiggle between their hard-pressed comfort. My legs long to wrap around you. My hips shift forward to meet the curve of your back. Some unknown force presses my body into yours. Tits pinned to your back and the delicious flow of energy like a sigh and luminous peace all at once. My body remembers. Remembers just how you felt like the missing piece. A small space carved just for me and you. But it's not that uncomplicated easiness that haunts me the most. No. It's the searing echo of your touch, the imprint of your eyes, leaving me defenseless to your whims. My body remembers in excruciating detail how you laid me on the bed and stripped me bare, how I trembled at your touch, at first in fear and then with desire as you ran your hands across my bare flesh. My body remembers. Remembers how it raised to meet you, eager to prolong the delicious scrape of your fingers. Remembers the heat of your skin as you kissed down my body and parted my legs with gentle, firm hands. That memory sends weak waves across my body, a dull rumble, never to be satisfied. It invokes your ghost in the rapturous moment of what happened next. As you dipped lower and lower. My body tensed. My parted knees attempted to close. Everything stopped when you placed a hand on my thigh. You met my gaze and whispered, "Let me." Two words, and my body betrayed me. Somehow it sensed, I suppose, that you would cherish it, explore it, devour it. And that's what you did. Fingers trailing along my lips and a deep groan at the fragrance you had created. You muttered words about beauty and perfection before your lips met mine, slick with desire for you, and only you. The rest is a hazy mix of our bodies entwined, your flesh gliding across mine, my body raising to meet yours, hungry for you to be inside me. The gasp and shudder of that first full thrust, then your looming frame and the slow, deep back and forth, eroding any doubt. My body remembers your pleas, your ragged breath begging for more of me, wanting to press deeper, possess every part inside and out, a desperate desire to wrap me in ecstasy as you rush toward your own. And the moment when our divine fervor cracked open and a sliver of your light slipped into mine, pressed and wrapped, gasping for air in a still world that had been quaking, the aftershocks coursing through us like a closed circuit. My body still remembers the dampness of your forehead against mine and the warmth of your lips. Your arms refusing to let me go, your offering still seeping inside me. It remembers the power of your gaze and the smell of your chest as you pulled me close. My legs wrapped around you. Let me. And I did. My body remembers. But my heart always pays the price. There's no going back for either of us. I know that. But there's this smoldering afterimage I just can't seem to shake. So, that's why I'm here. For some crazy reason, I thought that if I said it out loud, if you knew how much you meant to me, I could break the spell. Dumb, huh? For the record, I'm glad I let you. Even with all this sadness, I'll be forever changed by my time with you, and I'm grateful for that. Seriously. I hope you feel the same. Okay. I've really got to get going. But Thank you for listening.